Coach, get another doubleheader sweep on the road. Your thoughts on the team's performance?
I felt good about what the pitchers were able to do. I thought Allie Bowers looked really good in game one. Lizzie was a little bit all over the place, but she kind of settled in as she went. But Harvard's traditionally a really great hitting team. They're not afraid to swing the bats, and I think that's something that, you know, coming to today, I think our pitchers knew that. So, you know, for us to be able to make defensive plays and shut it down when they had runners in scoring position was huge. But, you know, I think for us, like, offensively, I'm never going to be satisfied. We continue to leave a lot of people on base, and, you know, I think we had a couple innings where we had bases loaded, no outs, or first and second no outs, and, you know, for us, we have the three following at bats that aren't advancing them, aren't moving them, aren't scoring them. You know, but there were some timely hits in there that we were able to generate some runs. But, you know, I think for us, we just need to capitalize and find a way to put the ball on the ground or make things happen when we have runners in scoring position.
And the team made sure to go out there to greet AJ after a home run. Do you think she's, like, turned the corner?
Yeah, I think she's starting to get more confident. You know, I think people don't recognize, like, our preseason schedule is really tough. We're playing against some of the best pitchers in the country. So, you know, it's not always easy to get going and generate those hits. So I think for her, obviously, it was a slower start. But now that she's getting back here, you can tell her confidence is picking up. She's trusting herself to swing the bat hard. And, you know, a lot of it just is the process of, you know, seeing a pitch and letting your hands go. I think she was second-guessing herself a lot. And I feel like now she's just allowing herself to react, which is great.
And then going back to Avery getting 12 strikeouts, career high.
Yeah, no, I think for her, I mean, she was spinning the ball well today. It was funny, she came out of the bullpen and told me this is the best she's felt. You know, I think that the umpire had a little bit of a tighter zone to begin with. So, you know, I think for her, her initial start wasn't that great. But, you know, obviously we gave up a run in the first and we were able to come back and score four, you know, that was the first or second. But, yeah, no, I was impressed with how, you know, she was spinning the ball today, whether it was out or up. I think she was actually utilizing a mix of pitches to get some outs, which is great.
And then for Allie B, basically three straight shutouts. I mean, has she peaked, or can she even get better?
Yeah, I think she can get better. I mean, I think for her, she's just a competitor, and I think that's the part about her. Like, you know, she knows how to execute and locate, and I think that is probably her biggest strength. She knows where to put the ball. You know, so for us, we work a lot of, like, you know, ball off, two balls off, one ball low, two ball low, you know. So for her, just being able to own those positions, own those spots, I mean, we're definitely picking apart the hitter's weaknesses, and she's executing, which is making her look brilliant. So, I mean, I'm really happy with both of them. I think they've both stepped up in a huge way, and, you know, for us, I mean, the team's really confident behind them. And it also helps when we score runs. When we score runs, I mean, those two are able just to compete and go at and allow hitters to swing.
And I asked about AJ, but how about Caitlin? It seems like she's really starting to set the tone at the top of the lineup.
Yeah, and I think it's very similar to the start. I think Kate, you know, it's really hard when you have some really great balls and you put them in play and they're out, and then all of a sudden you're starting to force stuff because the people around you are hitting and you're not. And, you know, I think for Kate, she has worked tirelessly the last couple of weeks to, like, you know, regain what she usually is, which is an incredible leadoff, someone who sees a lot of pitches and has the ability to cut it in half. So I'm definitely confident with where she's going and the direction she's heading. But, you know, they work a lot on hitting, and this is part of it. So, you know, I think for her, if she can continue down this path, that makes the top of the lineup even tougher.
And then finally, no conference play this weekend, but I have a game against Providence. What do you want to work on with the team this next week?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's just going to be back to basics and continuing to obviously focus on our offense and cutting the ball in half. I think if you look today, we're still swinging at some pitches that aren't even close to the zone. So I told them I was worried about them crossing the street. They can't see these pitches rolling. Can they see cars coming? But we just need to do a better job of finding our discipline, just going back to kind of square one. So, you know, it'll be a lighter week, which is really great for them, and get a chance to rest their bodies and recover a little bit. But, you know, we certainly have work to do to prepare ourselves for Providence and then going into next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.